Now, I'm incredibly excited to welcome our next guest onto the show. She is a friend of the stars and one of my best friends ever. It's Emma Power, live from Los Angeles. Emzy?
Well, I tell you what, that was the nicest intro ever.
Well, geez, it took you a second to react to it. I thought you hated me or I just thought you were fully asleep. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Oh my God, Laura, I'm like on such a high over here. I can't even begin to explain just how mad this week has been.
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy. Like, I mean, we've been watching you on your socials, on the 2FM socials. You've been out every single day. You were up at the Dolby Cinema having a look at everything before the carpets got set up. But last night, Emma, you were in the winner's room.
I was in the winner's room. It was so exciting. Laura, wait till I tell you, right? Before I get to the winner's room, can I tell you about getting to the winner's room, right?
Of course you can.
So, you know the way we have award ceremonies in Ireland and there might just be like some security guards outside, like checking your bag, checking your pass, whatever. With the Oscars, they shut down like loads of streets around Hollywood, okay? And there's a big section of Hollywood Boulevard where the Dolby Theatre is that's completely like closed off, right? So I had access to the winner's room, which meant that I had a pink pass, okay? To get to the red carpet, you had to have a green pass. So the red carpet was closed today to anyone who didn't have a green pass.
Okay.
So for me to get to the Dolby Theatre today, I had to go to a hotel that was like a good bit away. I had to get a shuttle bus that was specifically for, it was just for the Oscars, okay? And then when we got up to outside where the Oscars take place, a man came onto the bus. He checked everyone's pass to make sure that they were meant to be there. And then they brought sniffer dogs onto the bus as well.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
What?
It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. It's like, when you think about it, like, think of the people who are going to the Oscars, you know, like, they're some of the biggest names in movies, you know, so of course they have to be strict. But like, honestly, I was like, God, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Also, sorry, two things. One, very on brand for Wicked that there were pink and green passes for the Oscars.
Then, never thought of that.
The other thing is, you like playing it fast and loose with time as it is. I'd say you were stressed into your life, were you?
So I got on the bus today and I was like, grand, it'll probably take me about 3 minutes to get up there. And it took me about 20 minutes because like the traffic was so bad because all the streets were closed down. But it was grand. Thankfully, Laura, now you're going to be surprised, I gave myself enough time.
No, you didn't. That wasn't on you.
I did.
That was on JJ, who's with you. Tell me about the winner's room then, okay? Because you obviously got to go in. And like, is it just you and a load of other journalists from around the world, like waiting and then fighting to see who you can get to speak to?
No, so that's what I thought it was going to be like, but it was actually like pretty calm. So they said there was like, I think, press from 40 different countries. So I was there and Sean Whelan, who is our Washington correspondent, he was there as well. He was sitting a few down from me. But the way it works is you go in and everyone's assigned to a table. So it's kind of like a wedding where, you know, you go in and you look on the wall to see where your name is. So you sit down and on your seat, there's like a little kind of like piece of paper, I suppose, with a number on it.
Okay.
So then when people come into the winner's room, you put your hand up and they call out the numbers. Like, they might let you ask maybe like 3 to 5 questions. So like maybe 3 to 5 people might get to ask a question.
Okay.
Right, so you put your hand up and there's a lady who like calls out, like, my number was 253. So she'd say, okay, 253, you know, 617, whatever. But I got to ask a question to Kieran Culkin. So he won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. And he was the first person to win an award on the night. And I manifested it, Laura, right?
Here she goes. Did you charge up those crystals?
I charged up the crystals, right? And as soon as he won, I was like, I really want to talk to Kieran Culkin. And then I was like, I am talking to Kieran Culkin. And in my head, I kept thinking, I am. When he comes in here, she's going to call out my number and I'm going to get to ask him a question and I'm going to have a quick chat with him. And listen, I did it.
You ruined it on yourself. Also, anybody who's listening, this is how a conversation with me and Emma goes all the time. She would constantly be like, yeah, I'm going to manifest that for myself now, so it is. To be fair though, I mean, I can't say much. It did happen. Like, you wanted it to.
It did. Today was the proof that I can manifest. But you know what? The thing about the winner's room is, so I got to ask him a question and then like everyone comes in through there. But I put my hand up for everyone I wanted to speak to and I didn't get to talk to anyone else. But I was delighted because he was actually probably one of the main people I wanted to speak to.
Yeah.
But when you go in there, Laura, you'd hate it. You're not allowed to take any photos or videos.
Oh no, it's game over. Sure, how would anyone know you're there?
I was like, Laura Fox would hate this.
You know the chance. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm sitting here and we send you over to do all the hard work. Yeah. Emma, tell me this as well, because you're saying you're in the winner's room. I know you got to directly ask Kieran Culkin a question, but you're obviously there the whole time. So like all of these actual real life celebrities are right in front of you. Like, how amazing do they look?
They look incredible. Honestly, they look incredible. Zoe Saldana, like when she came in, I was like, oh my God, like so beautiful. And it's mad. Like they're just a few feet away.
Because you got like, you got me onto Lion SMs. So like I'm obsessed with Zoe Saldana from that. I just think she is so insanely talented and so incredibly beautiful. So she was like, what, a couple of feet away from you?
Just a couple of feet away from me, and she looked amazing.
You met John C. Reilly during the week as well, Emma, which I was like properly gobsmacked about.
Yeah, he was really nice. So chilled, Laura.
But sorry, say you are when you get to that level. You know what I mean?
Like he was just real chilled. And Will Ferrell was there with him, but Will Ferrell didn't do the carpet. So John C. Reilly came up and he talked to RTE and he talked to BBC. They were the only people he was talking to. So he came up and had a bit of a chat and then went into the party. But yeah, Will Ferrell didn't make an appearance, but he was in there because he'd skipped the awards to John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly bloody loves Ireland.
Of course he does. Who doesn't?
Oh, he loves Ireland. And he's got a big Irish head on him as well.
He does have a big Irish head on him,
doesn't
in fairness.
He?
Yeah, if you didn't know he was John C. Reilly, you'd be looking at him being like, I wonder what jersey he's got going on underneath that hoodie. You wouldn't you?
Dublin, of course.
No, Emma, will you go away around me? Emma Power, I think that's the perfect note to finish on because we'll just start a fight otherwise. It's so great to talk to you. I miss you so much. Come home.
I miss you too. I can't wait to see you.
I know,
bye.
I'm dying to see you. Bye. Safe flight. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
There is Emma Power, friend of the stars, live just off the winner's room from the Oscars last night. Oh my God, it's just so exciting. We'll be right back after this.